time where we get to talk to Tom and let him impress us with sports knowledge. What's going on? All right, first of all, talk to me a little bit about the college b-ball.
Championship week this week, all of the conference tournaments going on, which will lead up to the announcement on Sunday night of the 64-team field for the NCAA men's basketball.
So we got to get through this week before we know the 64 teams that are going to get...
Well, we know...
Because somebody was running around here this yesterday going, hey, you want to fill out your bracket? And I'm like...
No, that was
for the Big Ten tournament. They're having a pool for the Big Ten tournament this week as well.
No, but not for money, because you can't do that.
Well, that's right. Gambling is illegal.
It's all for a sandwich.
You know what stinks about the smaller basketball conferences, like the league that Green Bay is in? They get only one bid to the tournament. So you could finish in first place for the season.
Yeah.
Like Green Bay.
Play for 3.5 months and beat all comers, and then lose in your conference tournament, and you don't make the NCAA.
Which they did. They may still get a bid, although it's unlikely, but it's possible. But... yeah, they got knocked off by UW-Milwaukee, a team that was picked last in the preseason poll to finish last.
All right, so what's the alternative to that? That doesn't...
Well, the NIT is the other tournament. It's the tournament, the sort of low-rent tournament that the teams that don't get into the NCAA will play in.
Well, I mean, so the smaller conferences, the regular season doesn't mean as much. And then the question is, should a smaller league with not as good teams get two bids to the NCAA instead of one?
No.
In exchange for, like, the Big Ten losing out, because the Big Ten's going to get 8, 9, 10 teams in there.
Yeah, but they play tougher competition. I mean, it all comes down to strength of schedule. And Wisconsin has one of the best strengths of schedules in the country, I think fifth. So they will get a very high seed.
No.
The thinking is possibly a number one, although the loss to Nebraska on Sunday probably cost them a number one seed. So,
a friend of mine in the southern region of the United States was listening to our podcast and so forth, and he goes, What's a Milwaukee Buck? And I laughed. I said, well, that's our pro basketball team up here. He goes, you guys got a pro ball?
Yeah, they beat Orlando last night. They beat your Magic, if you're listening this morning.
Is that really all that hard anymore? I mean, Magic aren't the team they used to be.
Well, that's true.
We used to have Shaq and, what was it, Penny Hardaway, and there was a couple others that...
Yeah, the 80s are calling. They want their team back.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They used to be a decent team, and now what do they got?
Penny Hardaway.
What do they got?
They don't have much.
I'm saying. They don't have anything.
By the way, you should be very happy about college basketball.
Why? The Gators are in
there? Florida's the number one team in the country.
Yeah, I know. I'm not surprised by that. Everybody knows University of Florida Gators kick butt, take some names.
Uh-huh.
I just wish they'd be, you know, they would find out what they're doing with
their... Can you name one of the Florida Gator basketball
players? Oh, yeah, sure. There's from Lassa. And then...
Can you name the coach of the Florida Gators basketball team?
Coach? Everybody calls him Coach.
They won't put you on the alumni mailing list for season tickets.
No, I get mailing from University of South Florida. That's where I graduated.
Oh, okay. And you're not even a Florida alum?
No, I've told you this. I attended classes. I've got credits from the University of Florida. I didn't graduate.
So why aren't you a South Florida fan? Why aren't you a fan? Are they the Bulls?
Bulls.
The Bulls, yeah, the South Florida Bulls, right? Yeah.
Because it's a lame school. USF, University of Sun and Fun.
It's a commuter school. People who live right in the area.
No, it has an excellent medical program. It's one of the best medical schools in that part of the state. It's got it's very, very well done. The English department is tough. It was not easy. There's another school up there in Orlando, the University of Central Florida, the Golden Knights. They're making a show in college football, that kind of thing. They've all come up. But when I was going to college, they weren't much. University of Florida was the school.
Sure.
And then the rivalry, of course, was Florida State, which nobody here cares about. Why are you bringing that up? What's the matter with you? Nobody here cares about that.
You were talking about college basketball. They're the number one team in the country, and I just wanted to see how big of a fan you were.
But here's the thing.
Obviously, you're not.
Not of basketball. So here's the thing, though. They've been the number one team before. They've been highly ranked before. And like others, we made it. And then at the end, they're like, nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Yeah, once you get into the tournament, it's it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Especially when it's one and done, you can have one bad game, one bad shooting game, and you're done. You go home.
Yeah, and I don't think that's exactly right.
Well, how else are you going to do it?
Everybody should get a trophy, don't you think?
Keep the season going 12 months out of the year. Make it triple elimination so the best team always wins.
I suppose if there was somebody that came to me and said, "Well, you know, if you were on a desert island and you could only enjoy one sport for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Don't know.
What would you pick? Don't tell me Formula One auto racing either.
No, there's no cheerleaders in Formula One racing. I don't know. That's a, you know what? That's a good question, though. If you could only watch one sport for the rest of your life, what would it be? I am leaning toward football, of course. That's got the entertainment value. It's got food. There's always food involved with football. I don't know.
Well, that's easy for me. It would be baseball. I take baseball to a desert island with me.
God, baseball is so boring, though. And
only if you don't know the game.
No, it is. Even if you know the game. All right. And he's walking up to the plate and he's kicking. Nope. He's walking away and he's scratching. Now he's back up the plate. He's hit. Nope. He's walking away.
Considering that most of the action on a football field is the team gathering in a circle. And, you know. So.
Yeah. I know. I will say this. I saw a play in baseball that was really impressive.
Yeah.
Pitcher threw just a blazing fastball. The hitter just creamed it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, full on contact. The pitcher just snapped his glove out there and caught it. It was so fast, you didn't see it. And the batter starts to make a run for the base, and he looks at the pitcher. And he goes, "Did you catch that?" And the pitcher's like, "Yes, I did."
Self-defense, reaction time.
Yeah,
They're talking about making the pitchers wear helmets.
Well, that's not a bad
because
idea.
Because so many pitchers have taken one off the melon that, you know.
Well, and that ball's coming at you to the point where it's like, oh, look, it's putting shards of your skull inside your brain.
Yeah.
But if baseball was like that all the time, I'd watch it a lot.
Well, the pitcher's helmet looks too stupid. What they're talking about is this kind of insert that goes inside the pitcher's cap.
Yeah, and most of the pitchers don't want to wear it
because
it's uncomfortable and it's different and it, you know, makes them feel goofy and, you know. It's like wearing, forget about feel. It's like wearing a bike helmet. It's like, you know, people wearing a bike helmet.
Yeah.
And I understand the protection.
Is that the law up here? Do your kid, they have to wear a bike helmet?
You know,
Does your kid have to look like a nerd when he's riding his bicycle?
It's not a law, but most people will tell you, well, why wouldn't you want to protect your head? And if you fall off your bike and land on your head, you're going to be seriously injured.
No, you're not. I did some of the most stupid things you could ever think of on a bicycle. I never wore a helmet, didn't wear pads, didn't wear any of that.
Did you land on your head when you fell off your bike?
I don't know.
Maybe I shouldn't ask. Maybe it's obvious.
Isn't it pretty obvious?
Yeah, okay, all right.
How much do you have to ask? Come on.
I woke up this morning sick of all days to get sick, and it's frightening because we have these mosquitoes that are spreading the encephalitis around, you know. I took a whole bottle of this flu medicine, but I took the daytime version because I had some stuff to do, you know, the non-drowsy formula. Holy. I wasn't tired, but I spent the day staring at my reflection in the toaster. Apparently, what keeps you up is the LSD in that. Sniffling, sneezing, trade your head for your ass medicine.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.